Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Our Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio as normal, but our third and guest co-host here tonight is fairly atypical. I think you've only been on a couple times on Free Talk Live.
Two or three times.
Welcome, Conan, and get real close on that that microphone.
Thank you so much for having me. Like you just mentioned, it's been a while.
Yeah.
The last time I was on, the music was like, you know, rough and tough, and now it's more newsy. What's going on here?
You identified it correctly. It is more kind of a newsy thing. So it was somewhat upsetting to some of our longtime listeners who liked the heavy metal tracks.
Including myself.
When those went away.
You got that long hair. You like that devil music.
It's true. But ultimately, the decision was made for a couple of different reasons. One was we had a fancy consultant come and talk to us on the about the program, and it was one of his recommendations that we go to more of what they called a backing pacing bed, I think was the word. So, you know, something that's really not identifiable to anyone, just sort of exists for the purpose of getting from, you know, the break, if you will, into the content. And, of course, that also will prevent us from dealing with any kind of copyright issues, which sometimes come up. So, for instance, when we would submit the show to SoundCloud, which is our audio host, SoundCloud.com, they, you know, have one of those annoying scanner things that, you know, puts it somehow within like an instant, is able to identify whether or not there's any copyrighted music in the track. And so if you have more than a certain number of seconds of a copyrighted music bed, they'll flag that and then they'll kick it back in your face and say, you know, hey, you got to deal with this. And that's not because necessarily that's what SoundCloud wants to do, but they have to.
Yeah, I upload a lot to YouTube and I run into that all the time.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Very, very aggravating.
So, you know, it was a good run. We had more than a decade with the metal tunes and they're gone.
All right, so how long has this been in place? A month, 2 months?
The music?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. 4 months?
Seems like more than that, you know, like 6 months or something.
Have you been able to see the stats, and are there number differences?
Right, Mark?
I wouldn't say that there's any change in listeners.
Well, I vote for bringing music back.
All right, well, thank you, Conan. I appreciate that.
It's really about what, you know, program directors might think as opposed to what listeners would think. I mean, the idea is that it's not supposed to be really noticeable, so it shouldn't have an effect.
Not to say I didn't like the old beds. I mean, I selected those beds. Those music beds were some of my favorites. And, you know, I was sort of sad to see it go. But, you know, it is what it is. And some people like the change, right? It's one of those things where some people commented to say, hey, good choice. Glad you moved away from the metal beds. Others said, hey, you know, we're upset. Why did you leave the metal beds? Yep. And ultimately, it's one of those things where whatever you do, you're never going to make everybody happy, and you shouldn't try.
Yeah, I'm a guy with long hair, so anytime I cut my hair, 50% of the women's out there are like, you cut your hair. No. And the other half are like, oh, you look so good.
Well, wait, that's never been my experience. Now, look, I don't claim to be the most experienced man with women or anything, but just from having talked to multiple women in my life, they do not like long hair on a man.
You cut your hair, and then they all come out of the woodwork.
It was all old ladies who were upset that I cut my hair. So if you're including
so hippies.
Jealous you had such nice hair.
I did have nice long hair. It's true.
Well, I've had long hair and short hair my whole life, and every time, I let someone down. I mean, you're right. You can't make them all happy.
So our toll-free number tonight here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio waves. Talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. Coming up, a high school photographer has been targeted by the school, threatened with suspension. And in addition to being threatened with suspension, he was also apparently threatened with a federal investigation.
Oh, my.
If he did not take down the 4,000 pictures that he had posted to his Flickr account. And these pictures were just of kind of standard high school-y things, right? Like, you know, the football games and you know whatever else was going on around
Nothing
here.
Special.
He was a newspaper journalist with the high school newspaper. So we can get to that story coming up here in a little bit. Conan is with us from Black Sheep Rising. Your website is still blacksheeprising.org.
Correct.
Right? All right, so we can talk more about what that is here in a little bit for listeners who are new to you. But there's news in the Ross Ulbricht case. And to me, this is one of the most important cases of our, you know, my lifetime, I would say. It's a very, very important case. Certainly the most important case that I think we've talked about over the last year. Ross, of course, is the man who was accused and ultimately found guilty by a jury of his so-called peers of being the operator of the Silk Road, which is what?
Well, Silk Road was a website. Now, it wasn't on the regular web. You know, you might, from the news stories, get that impression. It was on what they call the dark web. And it was very difficult for, you know, they made it difficult. This was the whole point, was to be difficult for the authorities to figure out, you know, what's going on and this website. And so people could go there and they could buy all kinds, you know, it was a free market, right? But what that meant was is that it's a basically free market in most things, but it's certainly not a free market in drugs and, you know, things like that. So what happened was there were a lot of drugs sold on Silk Road.
Yes, and lots of them.
Yeah.
Also fake IDs, some hacking tools. And so Ross was charged with multiple felony counts. The maximum sentence is life. The minimum sentence is 20 years in federal prison. Ross never heard anybody. There are some floating allegations about some alleged murders for hire that
they haven't brought any charges. And at this point, you know, it looks really suspicious, like they just said that stuff for the trial.
I thought they indicted him in Maryland on
that. Well, then let's do something.
He hasn't gone to trial on that, that's for sure. And they acted like he had done those things during the trial, even though those are unproven allegations at this point. The idea that he had supposedly hired a hitman to take out somebody who was going to leak information about his site's users. And he did that on more than one occasion, allegedly. But the thing is, what happened was they were saying that it was Dread Pirate Roberts who did those things. And Dread Pirate Roberts was known to have been more than one person, was supposedly more than one person. And Dread Pirate Roberts was the pseudonym of the individual who was behind the site, the sort of the primary mover behind the Silk Road. And for a time, Ross Ulbricht appears to have been Dread Pirate Roberts, but his story at trial was essentially that he was only Dread Pirate Roberts in the beginning, and that he then handed off the site to another operator who then later brought him back in to set him up for a fall. Now, his defense attorney was never really able to present that case very effectively. They were essentially neutered by the judge and the prosecutor in this case, and there's a lot that can be said about that, but I don't want to rehash it. So you can go and you can look into the Silk Road if you want to learn more about the details of the case itself. It's fascinating. It's outrageous what the federal government has done to this young man who, again, all he's really guilty of doing is creating a website. And
weren't there two FBI agents that were charged with actually embezzling Bitcoin and maybe even setting up the silly murder for hire scenario?
That's an excellent. I'm glad you brought that up, Conan, because, yeah, it is true. Not two FBI agents. One was a Secret Service agent. The other, I believe, was FBI. And, yes, those guys are both facing, as I believe, felony charges.
One is a DEA.
Oh, was it DEA? Okay, so then it was DEA.
Carl Mark Force.
Yeah, Mark Force. The DEA guy and the other guy was Secret Service. And so they were doing some shady things that were obviously designed to benefit them. Very, very corrupt.
And that in and of itself would sink most cases.
It should invalidate some of the evidence against Ross.
That two officers that are working on it are involved in illegal dealings with the defendant.
But they weren't allowed to, even though Ross's attorney knew about those federal agents being investigated and charged, he couldn't bring them up during Ross's trial. He was prohibited from bringing up the fact that those agents were facing charges because that hadn't gone public yet or whatever. For some reason, the judge agreed to prohibit that conversation during the trial, which again would have helped invalidate some of the evidence against Ross. So he is going to appeal his charges. However, he still has to go through sentencing, right? You know, when you get convicted of something at the federal court level like this, felony charges, you sit in prison until, you know, you successfully appeal. And he's been in prison now for
over
a year and a half. This is the letter that he has written to the judge, Judge Forrest, in this case. It's two pages. He says, "I'm writing you this letter in anticipation of my upcoming sentencing. This is a challenging letter to write because, as one who faces punishment, I have a strong incentive to say anything I think might result in leniency. But I have endeavored to be honest and forthright throughout this process, so I will be in this letter as well. We'll share the rest of Ross Ulbricht's entreatment to the judge in this case. And then I've actually got a federal prisoner who wrote a letter to this show talking about what he thinks Ross's chances are of beating a life sentence. It's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Your thoughts, welcome on whatever you want.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dinovite.com.
Each and every day she is getting a Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
He's got a he's got a bunch of water and he just poured it On the front. So Boston Strong, a local. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are looking out the LRN.FM studio window here, and local troublemaker, for lack of a better term, Boston Strong, who is a man on a mission. He hates chalk. And I don't know if he just poured some water on some chalk. I suspect that he did. I didn't notice if there was chalking there, Conan. Welcome back. Hello. Sorry about that. Your mic's on now. What were you going to say?
No, I didn't see any chalk there when I walked up. But it's, yeah. You know, it wouldn't be unnormal, unnatural for chalk to be, you know, all over the road out there.
Well, it wouldn't be necessarily, but there's been a situation. So let me see if I can recap here. We'll get back into Ross Ulbricht in a moment. This literally was happening.
Yeah, this is pressing news.
Yeah, as this is breaking, breaking news. A maniac with a bucket full of something just poured it out front of the studio. And so this guy is a member of a local hate group that has been protesting activists in the area and just basically is obsessed with the fact that we're here and tries to find every little thing they can possibly find about our personalities or us as individuals to essentially pick on, make fun of, and insult. That's essentially their mode of operation. They don't really have any ideas that they want to talk about. They've been actually invited to... They've been invited to actually come and talk.
To have an argument.
To have a discussion, an argument, or whatever you want to call it. There was actually a local television show called Monadnock Showdown that...
no one would go on because no one likes to argue. No one likes to have the talks here in this
area. Well, they don't have anything to say.
I mean, we do, but...
They don't have anything to say. I mean, there are people in this area who you can sit down and have a conversation with that you disagree with. I mean, go talk to anybody in the Keene Police Department. There's going to be... Most of those guys will have a chat with you,
mm-hmm.
right? Plenty of folks, you know, downtown or elsewhere will talk to you, but... These people specifically in the hate group have nothing but hatred, and so they have no ideas. In fact, among the people in the hate group, they have different – those who do have ideas about, like, politics and things like that have differing ideas. So, like, you know, there's some lefties and there's some righties in there, and the thing that unites them together is their hatred for Free Keene, which is a blog for which both you and I mm-hmm. are bloggers, FreeKeene.com.
According to them, we are the well poisoners, we're the bridge burners, we're the rabble risers.
And those are some of the nicer things they could say.
We go to parades and we wear – we have anti-war slogans.
I missed
like,
you
this
in
is
the parade.
Not, this is
you?
Not the day. Well, I was, you know, working, okay. Of course. But, yeah, this is not the J to be, you know, harping on the soldiers and all. Not today. The day of all days, this is not the day.
So Boston Strong is one of these folks. He's one of these haters. There have been multiple videos made about his antics. If you go to freekeen.com, you search for Boston Strong in the search Google search, it'll come up with several incidents. And he really made himself infamous because over the last year he's become the chalk warrior. He's the primary activist who is countering the chalkings that have been going on here in Keene. Activists have been known to do some chalking from time to time, and last year the chalking thing really kind of exploded because people like Boston started coming out and removing the chalkings. Well, over time, the ranks thinned. So there were several people who were doing it initially. Mm-hmm. But over time, the ranks thinned to just Boston Strong. He's the lone wolf out there removing whatever chalkings are put in downtown Keene. He doesn't care if it's a child's chalking. He doesn't care. You know, his original game was to go and attack what he perceived to be the activist chalkings.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't actually really discriminate. So he will target children. He will target the elderly. Anybody who picks up chalk is... going to be targeted by this man. In fact, there was a homeless awareness event that happened last year in downtown Keene where activists who have nothing whatsoever to do with Free Keene, mm-hmm. I don't know if there was any crossover at all. I don't suspect that there was, although there could have been. I mean, I support the local homeless shelter, for instance, but I wasn't at this particular event, and nobody that I know necessarily was. There was a newspaper article written about how somebody came after like an hour after this homeless chalking awareness event where they went downtown to Central Square here in Keene and chalked Central Square with messages about, you know, people dying while they're homeless, that kind of thing.
Right.
Like an hour later, he shows up And the article didn't know who it was. So the news article was like, a man came to the square.
I'm glad we didn't get blamed for that.
With a brush or whatever and started to remove this stuff. So I contacted the people who were behind the homeless event, and I reached out to them and I said, is this the guy? And I sent them a video of Boston Strong removing chalking. And they said, yeah, they had to check with somebody just to make sure that it was him. And they said, yep, the witness who was there, and there were witnesses who saw him, said that it was absolutely him. So he is on a singular mission to eliminate all chalking from downtown Keene. And that's the man who just literally pulled up. He lives three houses down from the LRN.FM studio. And
yeah, very, very strange. Pulls up, looks us dead in the eyes, looking through the blinds,
yep.
Gets a bucket of water out of his back seat, and he just throws it into the yard.
He just kind of threw it on the side of the street, even mostly. So, which, if there was some chalking there could have been, I suppose. Garrett and Mariah, two of the chalking activists, mm-hmm. were here earlier today, but I didn't see them chalk when I was out, and I was outside most of the whole time. So this may be just one of these weird, maybe he's marking his territory.
Well, exactly. It's like the dog. You know, going up to the fire hydrant that happens to be in your yard,
right.
And letting it have it.
So he's done something similar to that, too, Conan. So Garrett was spending some time at the house across the street. So here in Keene, New Hampshire, we've got a bunch of people who've moved here for the Free State Project. There are a lot of activists around, people who love freedom. They're concentrating themselves in New Hampshire. And to some extent, we have a very small concentration of them on this one street. There are two houses that are owned by liberty-friendly folks.
Mm-hmm.
And so Garrett, who is like the primary, one of the primary chalkers in downtown, a lot of people know him for his work with Robin Hood of Keene. Garrett was parked in his van. He was in his van in the driveway at the house across the street. And he reported that similar circumstance, Boston Strong pulls up in his car, the same car he was in tonight. He gets out of the car, grabs a bucket of water, and throws it on the street. And I said to Garrett, had you chalked in the street? And he said no.
Huh.
So it really did seem to be like some sort of aggressive washing, or, you know, like he wasn't even cleaning anything off. He's just marking his territory or whatever.
He's washing his hands of us.
There's also a recent video where
I wonder what's in the water. Maybe it's his dirty dishwater.
It didn't look clean. I mean, as I was looking at it, I don't know.
Maybe he just got finished washing his car. He's got a, you know, bucket full of nasty suds.
Yeah, I don't know what he's up to. That's an excellent question. We could also probably review some security footage and figure that out, maybe, mm-hmm. because, again, he just lives down the street. So he's done this before. It's very bizarre behavior. And then there was the incident also, speaking of animalistic behaviors by this guy, there was the incident where he threatened J.P. Freeman from Cop Block here in Keene. That was also on video. Again, you can go to freekeene.com, you can see that. He threatens him with a ratchet set. And he says he's going to wrap his head in with a ratchet. He actually gets out into the street, comes over toward the house, threatens to wrap JP's head with a ratchet. I'm recording video, and JP even yells out to this guy. He says, did you just say you're going to hit me with a ratchet? And he yells back again, just to clarify, to make sure we heard what he was saying for the, you know, video cameras to pick up.
Wow.
That he's going to wrap his head in with a ratchet. And he makes this sort of guttural sound that sounds like almost like an ape. And he throws his head back like he's challenging. He's like, he was challenging JP to come out and fight him. And the mannerisms that he had about him were very much like a monkey or an ape or something like that.
The man needs a better hobby.
Yeah, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll come back with Ross Ulbricht and his letter to the judge here in moments. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. There's never very rarely an unexciting day here in Keene, New Hampshire. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comforting crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. You join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. If you're online, however, you really need to protect yourself. You can't expect your internet service provider to do it for you. They're probably one of the people who are violating what you thought was your privacy. They're likely taking logins of all the websites you visit, saving those logs for several years in some cases. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started with their free account. Whether you've got Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, ProXPN will work for you. ProXPN.com/FTL. They encrypt your internet connection, so your ISP and criminals who might want to sniff your Wi-Fi packets will be flummoxed. They won't know what you're doing online anymore once you start with ProXPN. You'll want to upgrade to their premium accounts. You can get unlimited bandwidth servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Just go to ProXPN.com/FTL and then use code FTL50 to get 50% off the price of the annual account for that premium account that we talked about there. So it's just under $5 a month is what that averages out to. It's 50% off with code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Plus, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here with the letter from Ross Ulbricht, And this is the first letter that has really officially been released from him. There was one that was sort of unofficially released, and then we removed that from release because of him, his mom requesting that we remove it, and him ultimately requesting that we remove it. We may be able to publish that later. But this is officially the first one from Ross Ulbricht, the proprietor, the owner, the creator of the Silk Road, the world's most infamous underground black marketplace, now facing life in prison and a minimum of 20 years. This is his pleading to the judge in the case. And it's sad to have to read this, but here we go. My incarceration for the past year and a half has given me a lot of time to reflect on the actions I took, which led to my arrest and conviction, and my motivations for those actions. When I created and began to work on the Silk Road, I wasn't seeking financial gain. I was, in fact, in fairly good financial shape at that time. I was the head of a startup company, Good Wagon Books, that was growing and had potential. I had held two degrees that could land me an excellent job I could fall back on should the company fail. I created Silk Road because I thought the idea for the website itself had value, and that bringing Silk Road into being was the right thing to do. I believed at the time that people should have the right to buy and sell whatever they wanted so long as they weren't hurting anyone else. And I suspect he still does.
Isn't it?
I suspect he still does believe that, but that is what he said he believed at the time. However, I've learned since then that taking immediate actions on one's beliefs without taking the necessary time to really think them through can have disastrous consequences. Silk Road turned out to be a very naive and costly idea that I deeply regret.
Mm.
Silk Road was supposed to be about giving people the freedom to make their own choices, to pursue their own happiness, however they individually saw fit. What it turned into was, in part, a convenient way for people to satisfy their drug addictions. I do not and never have advocated the abuse of drugs. I learned from, of course, there's a big difference between abuse and use of drugs, mm-hmm. isn't there? I learned from Silk Road that when you give people freedom, you don't know what they'll do with it. While I still don't think people should be denied the right to make this decision for themselves, I never sought to create a site that would provide another avenue for people to feed their addictions. Had I been more mature, or more patient, or even more worldly then, I would have done things differently. I was naive in other ways as well. Before this case, I had never been arrested, let alone jailed. Imprisonment was an abstract concept for me.
I bet it was.
I knew it was undesirable, but I didn't have a firm grasp on what it would actually be like. I've now learned the absolute worst aspect is separation from my family and loved ones and the grief that it has caused them.
Yeah, that's probably about it.
If I had realized the impact my creation of the Silk Road would ultimately have on the people I care about most, I never would have created the Silk Road. But before I go on, I think it's important to point out here that it wasn't the Silk Road that did this, right? Like, the Silk Road, yes, creating the Silk Road ultimately did lead to him being arrested for running the Silk Road, but there were security problems that ultimately were the sort of the cracks in the case that led the feds to him. And
you can't be perfect when it comes to security. This is one of the problems. I predicted it before it happened that the feds were going to get him at some point simply because they've got – this is why they call it the long arm of the law.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the resources. They've got the time. They have the inclination. They have the energy to hunt you down. Nobody's a perfect criminal. There is no perfect crime. And that's one of the difficulties. I mean, will people learn from Ross Ulbricht's case? Yeah, of course they'll learn from it. And they'll make new mistakes, and then people will learn from them. And then it'll get harder and harder for the authorities to find people. But, you know, I mean, this was the inevitable outcome.
Well, I mean, odds were good someone was going to get arrested, but there are certain websites that are imitating the Silk Road now that are still online, and
there's a lot more of them that there provides are cover. So for you know,
this kind of reminds me of the whole Napster thing, where there was one guy who got put on the chopping block. I cannot remember the guy's name for the life of me.
Yeah, but there were all kinds of sites like Napster,
And then all kinds of sites bloomed into being right afterwards.
Very similar.
And now the same thing has happened with Torrent and you know, Pirate Bay. It's the same exact scenario. They just can't keep up. So yeah, someone's going to get the chop.
They did just, by the way, take down the Pirate Bay's website. I think the Swedish government managed to snag their URL, which, of course, they now have another one. Mm-hmm. So the Pirate Bay's still out there.
And they just keep on doing that.
Yeah. So anyway, he says, you know, if he never realized the impact his creation of the Silk Road would have on the people he cared about, he wouldn't have created it. But again, it wasn't the impact that the Silk Road had, was it? It was the impact the arrest had. It was the impact the aggression of the people calling themselves the state have had. It was the impact of the judge and the prosecutor and the people who are so inhumane towards other human beings who have never harmed another person.
Right, but he can't say that in this letter where he's trying to get his life back.
But
that's the truth.
That.
Yeah, he should be saying, yeah, I did this. I got caught, you know, not really doing anything. I wasn't hurting anybody. Cut me a break. But he can't say that. That's not going to work. So.
And I don't know if this will work either. And we'll get the opinion of another federal prisoner who wrote to the show. So a handwritten letter from a federal prisoner listening to the program in Marion, Illinois, and his opinion.
We seem to have a large contingent of convicts listening to the show in Marion.
Yeah, there's a federal prison there.
Yeah.
What else are they going to do?
I listened to his talk radio when I was in prison. But I listened when I got out, too. So.
He says, I created it for what I believed at the time to be selfless reasons, but in the end it turned out to be a very selfish thing to do. In creating Silk Road, I ruined my life and destroyed my future. No, Ross, they ruined your life, and they destroyed your future.
He did take the actions that ended up in that same result.
But it's blaming the victim to say that Ross did those things to himself. He had no intention of doing those things, and without the federal government around to do those things to him, those things never would have occurred.
Right.
If drugs were legal or whatever, of course, then Silk Road would never have needed to be in existence, at least in the U.S. It could still be useful internationally. So, you know, let's say drugs were legal in the United States and Ross had created the Silk Road and it was still used internationally for people to break international laws in various different countries. You know, would he be saying the same thing then? No, of course not. He would have created something that was a boon to humanity that did save people's lives. I think it's important to point that out. He makes the point that, you know, he empowered drug addicts, but he also helped protect drug addicts because the people who were buying the drugs on the site, as addicted as they might have been, if they were buying those drugs on the street, they would have been at a higher risk of getting drugs that were impure, getting drugs of inconsistent quality, and, you know, possibly getting ripped off, possibly getting killed in a drug deal.
No user feedback. You can just sit there and read the reviews of whoever you're buying from, and, you know, you can find out real quick whether they're legit or not.
Yeah, that's true. You're talking about on the Silk Road. They have reviews of the buyers and the sellers
there. Right, and this is...
they did.
You know, whatever the consequences are of drug use, this is a step up because people are going to be, you know... People's daughters and sons and those that use drugs are going to be safer because they're going to understand dosage better if they're getting it from the Silk Road. They aren't going into dangerous neighborhoods and dealing with dangerous folks who are likely to harm them. So that's a big step up in that way.
We'll come back with more here. Your thoughts, welcome on the Silk Road, 855-450-FREE.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. The sentencing day for Ross Ulbricht is around the corner. I think it was the 29th. I don't have that detail in front of me. What I am sharing here tonight is Ross's letter to the judge. This is what he has to say for himself. This is him, you know, trying to eat as much crow as he possibly can. I don't know if that's the right phrase to use in this particular circumstance. He's trying to avoid life in prison for running a website. We'll continue with that here in a moment.
I'm going to Freedom Fest, and I'd love for you to join me. You just go to freedomfest.com to register. This year, they're calling it Discover the New American Dream. It is the largest gathering of free minds of any event in the world. And this one's going to be bigger and better than ever because the Paul Krugman and Steve Moore debate is happening. Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. Paul Krugman is the Nobel Prize winning economist and New York Times columnist. And they're going to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. And only, this is only happening at Freedom Fest. So, please, come join me and many other big names that are going to be there. Steve Forbes, Peter Thiel, John Mackey, who's the CEO of Whole Foods, George Gilder, John Allison, Glenn Beck, Dinesh D'Souza, Grover Norquist. The names just go on and on. It's a big event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, it's in Las Vegas. It's not like it can be. It's not like you're not going to have fun there. It's at Planet Hollywood from July the 8th through the 11th. Just think 7-Eleven in Vegas. You can go to freedomfest.com to register. Please click radio when you do, because we get credit for that. And also call toll-free. You could conceivably call toll-free, 855-850-FREE. Mention Free Talk Live when you do, 855-850-FREE, freedomfest.com. All right, so-
So we're talking about Ross Ulbricht, the man who is currently looking at possible life in prison as little as 20 years for running a website, running the Silk Road, the underground infamous drug marketplace, which, of course, has now allowed dozens more similar websites to bloom ever since the Silk Road has been taken down. Sort of like the Hydra, you know, you cut off one of the heads and then others will pop up
grow back.
Place.
Yeah.
That's what's happened with the Silk Road. There is a Silk Road 3.0 or Silk Road Reloaded or whatever it is they're calling it, but it doesn't even really register on the list of the top websites as far as the top darknet sites. The number one site as of my last check was Agora, which has been around for since the very demise of the first Silk Road. Agora's been around.
So wow, that's pretty impressive. It's been around for more than a year.
For a long time, more than a year, more like a year and a half plus. Yeah. And then also there's another marketplace, I think it's Black Bank Market, which has also been around as long as Agora, but the other ones are newer. And so you can go and get actually a list of these things online. There's actually a website, I forget what it is offhand, but if you search for Darknet Market Comparison or whatever, you can actually get a list of which ones are up the most often, because uptime and downtime is a big factor here. Like the Agora site, even though it's the number one site, is only up about 80% of the time. So
what takes it down?
Probably attacks. You know, during the Silk Road's existence, they were constantly fighting off hackers and people who were trying to crash the site. And
like government hackers, generally?
Who knows? I mean, how do you know?
Who's
doing this stuff? You really wouldn't know for sure. So anyway, back to the story here. This is what Ross Ulbricht has to say to the judge. He's being very sorry for himself in this statement, a two-page letter that has been filed prior to his sentencing, which is coming up in, I think, just a few days. He says, in creating the Silk Road, I ruined my life and destroyed my future. No, you didn't do those things. I understand why he's saying these things. I hope he really doesn't believe that, because it was the federal government who destroyed his life and ruined his future. That's who did it. And the jury was complicit in that as well. But, of course, they weren't given the full information that they should have been given. They were prohibited from learning the things they really needed to know about Ross and his case. And it was the government, the federal government, that prevented those jurors from learning. It was the federal government who brought the charges. And it's going to be the federal government that keeps him away from his loved ones, not the Silk Road. The Silk Road was a brilliant creation that helped humanity. It absolutely has helped humanity. It has kept people alive who otherwise would have died from drug overdoses, from bad purchases of street heroin and things like that. You know, you can't say for sure which individuals would have died had it not been for the Silk Road, but you can absolutely be sure that with the thousands upon thousands of purchases, maybe even hundreds of thousands of purchases that were made on that website over the 2 years of its existence, there's a good chance you at the very least prevented multiple people from being robbed, having weapons pointed at them to, yeah, you know, get their cash or their drugs, and or possibly dying in a drug deal gone bad, or dying in a batch of, you know, bad heroin or something like that.
Now, that doesn't do anything to save the rest of us from the war on drugs, because it's the price, it's the war on drugs that the government perpetrates that drives up pricing, which therefore drives up violence. So when there's a great deal of money to be made, you're going to find the most desperate people involved. So, and that's going to drive up pricing. So when you have a situation where the meth head is trying to come up with some money to be able to get his next fixes of meth, he breaks into your house. Because, I mean, you don't find people breaking into houses for cigarettes or alcohol generally.
No.
These aren't, because
unless it's a teenager or something who can't legally buy it.
Yeah, right. You know, those generally the case is that, or coffee, yeah, that's another addiction.
That's a serious addiction.
The most legal of addictions out there. You don't see people, you know, committing crimes for these. Well, you do for the illegal stuff. Yeah, I mean, whatever consequences those people would have in their lives, that's their consequences. But I'm put in danger every day. My family's put in danger every day because of the government's choice to make things illegal. And, you know, one of these meth heads can break in the house. I can come home and he decides, you know, he's going to use a weapon and kill me or my family or whatever. Well, that's not happening because of the cigarette addicts or the coffee addicts or mm-hmm. the alcohol addicts or the variety of other addicts out there, even marijuana. It's, you know, really aren't physical addictions for marijuana.
You
generally.
Know, I'm reminded of the meme with the friendly cop. He's like, drugs are bad. They're going to ruin your life, so I'm going to ruin yours.
I mean,
that really is the truth. You know, yeah. they really will go to town to make your life miserable, to prove a point, you know.
It doesn't make people's lives better. You know, they get a conviction on their record. They get out of jail. They probably lost their house. You know, if they have any friends left. It's terrible. Our friend Rich Paul is in a really bad place because he went to prison and, you know, went to jail for a year for selling cannabis. And, you know, now it has a felony. It's going to be that much harder for him to get a foothold in life. Mm. And he's having a tough time. And it's easy to get somebody into a depressive state after getting out of jail like that.
And what kind of life lessons do they learn while they're in prison?
They learn how to be more of a criminal.
And I learned how to hotwire a car in the first 3 months.
You learn to make hooch, right?
I learned how to make hooch. I made
toilet hooch.
We didn't make it in the toilet. We
made it in the kitchen.
The ceiling.
You made it in the ceiling?
You put it in the ceiling.
They had drop panels or something like that?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
Or you'd slide it up into the vent or something like that.
I hid stuff in the ceiling, too, when I was in the military. A basic training in AIT.
Well, I can tell you, the jail I was in, they didn't have drop panels in the ceiling. It was concrete. You weren't going to put anything in there.
Okay.
Anyway, in creating the Silk Road, he says, I squandered the enviable upbringing my family provided me, all of the opportunities I've been given, and the ones I've earned, and my talents. I could have done so much more with my life. I see that now, but it's too late. You are charged with sentencing me to at least 20 years. In 20 years, I could have made a positive contribution to society without breaking the law. In 20 years, I could have raised a family and celebrated countless milestones in the lives of my friends, parents, and siblings. I tell you these things because I want you to know that while I miss the comforts and joys of freedom, the most painful loss is the loss of my ability to support the people that I care about and to be a daily part of their lives and to be a productive member of society. For these reasons, if you find that my conviction warrants a sentence that allows for my eventual release, I will not lose my love for humanity during my years of imprisonment. And upon my release, I will do what I can to make up for not being there for the people I love and to make the world a better place. But within the limits of the law. He's going to go on here. He says, I see it, a life sentence is more similar in nature to a death sentence than it is to a sentence with a finite number of years. Both condemn you to die in prison. A life sentence just takes longer. If I do make it out of prison, decades from now, I won't be the same man, and the world won't be the same place. I certainly won't be the rebellious risk taker I was when I created Silk Road. In fact, I'll be an old man, at least 50, with the additional wear and tear prison life brings.
Yeah.
I will know firsthand the heavy price of breaking the law, and will know better than anyone that it is not worth it. Even now I understand what a terrible mistake I made. I've had my youth, and I know you must take away my middle years, but please leave me my old age. Please leave a small light at the end of the tunnel, an excuse to stay healthy, an excuse to dream of better days ahead, and a chance to redeem myself in the free world before I meet my maker. Sincerely, Ross Ulbricht.
I understand that desperation that he's got. It's the truth, right? Like, that's completely the truth.
Is that the truth? Well, 855-450-FREE. Do you really change his beliefs? 855-450-FREE. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com.
It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.